now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and this is indeed the Roland Trujillo Show. What is the purpose of this program? This is a very special program. Very special. Almost, well, it's not unique, but it's close to being unique. Why? Because, first of all, this is a labor of love. What I'm doing here is to help people. And the benefit to me, there is, I buy the airtime. I purchase the airtime, and what money I get in, what very little, almost nothing that I get in from the general public, doesn't even come close to helping defray the cost. So it's a labor of love. I buy the airtime. I don't work for the station. Secondly, it's a thankless job. Thankless. Because what I'm doing is I am trying to wake you up. See, I'm actually the best friend you ever had. But it doesn't seem that way because I seem, well, perhaps at first a little bit harsh or... You know, it's not comforting. I was talking yesterday to a man, and seemed like a nice man, and he mentioned his kids. Apparently they're all doing well. His kids are all doing well. And when you see a dad and all of the kids are doing well, then there's a good chance that he's a good dad. But he said that... I said, well, you must have been a good dad. He said, well, I did the best I could, but I was gone a lot. He said, I didn't enjoy it. I had to work all over the world. That was my job. And he said, when I came home, I had to be, he said I had to have to be the tough guy, he said, when I came home. Hard-nosed, had to be hard-nosed. He said, I didn't enjoy it. I could have been soft and nice and sweet and comforting and permissive, and they would have loved me. But he said, I had to lay down the law when I came home because I wasn't home very long, so I had to be a no-nonsense kind of a dad. But I understood that, see. So you could say that, in a way, even though if you listen to me for a little while, you will hear the love come through. You'll hear the gentleness, the kindness. But the people who are wrong, you know, especially dyed-in-the-wool people who are wrong and will never admit that they're wrong, to those people, any sort of correction, they bristle at it. So I offer a little bit of correction here. And so therefore, this is not popular, not like... I don't know who the popular singers are, but it's not like, a Madonna concert or whoever's popular nowadays. It's not going to be popular. But it's a special program, and it's good for people who respond to it. Now, what do I have to offer? A couple of things. Number one, I have a very good meditation. It's very simple. It's very beautiful. And it helps you to relate back to your own intuition, to your own common sense. Haven't you noticed that when you go out in the world, everybody has a different opinion, and everybody seems so clever, and then you listen to what they say, and they say, do this and that, take these courses and that courses, and do this and that, and you do what they say. Somehow it's not the answer. You go out there and you got all the self-help books, and you got all the experts, and you do what they say, and maybe some of it is helpful, maybe some isn't, but as helpful as it is, it's still not the answer. See? So wouldn't it be nice if you could relate back to your own God-given intuition, your own ground of being, the font of love and understanding within. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? Well, that's what the meditation helps you to do. And thereby it also helps you to stop overreacting. See, the problem now is you get upset, you become resentful, angry, and so on at the world, irritated. You need to calm down and become less angry, less upset, calmer. Life will be so much better. That's what I have to offer.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. My name is Roland. The program is the Roland Trujillo Show. Now, you would think that people would, be lining up. You figure they'd be lined up for this. But you say, you mean, Roland, that you can teach people how to calm down, how to be less reactive and irritated and less nervous, less upset. See, and if you're not upset and angry and irritated, then, well, you might even have fewer tummy aches or headaches. See, you wouldn't make so many decisions. Don't you make bad decisions, wrong decisions? Don't you do things ill-timed and say, and you do it too, you speak too harshly or too softly, the timing is off, everything's off when you're upset or angry? So just think, if you were never again angry or upset or irritated, then your decisions would be based upon calm reason. See? So you would be the master of the moment. And instead of having to react to everything, why, you would be in command. Well, wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? You'd think people would line up for that. And then they would say, well, how much is this meditation? I say, I have it for free. Free. Not only that, but I have a lot of articles and archived programs and so forth. You can listen to them. You can listen to the meditation all for free. Well, you'd figure people would be lined up. 100, 200, 300 people lined up for it. But I go to the mailbox and look in it, nothing. See, nothing. Why? Well, that's the nature of the human being. That's the human being. We don't want to admit we're wrong, and we have something against truth. Have you ever wondered? Look, if you are a human being, which you are, then you're very similar to most other people. We're all quite a bit alike, And you're not much different than people have been down through the ages. Doesn't matter what race you are, what country you're from, what country you live in. You could be from San Diego, or you could be from Oslo, Norway, or from Liberia, or from, Iran or Germany. It doesn't matter. Bolivia, the Fiji Islands. People are basically the same. So haven't you wondered why people have something against the truth down through the ages? Remember Copernicus? He said, well, the earth revolves around the sun. Well, that he was practically taken, he was tried for heresy to dare say something, and it's a fact, see. And then remember MTB and the gasoline? I recently wrote an article. Remember a few years ago, MTB and the gasoline? MTB and the gasoline. A carcinogen. Bad news. Oh no. Everybody said, oh, it's wonderful, it's safe, it's wonderful, it's safe, it's wonderful, it's safe. Well, later on it turned out, especially when people began to raise questions and scientists came forward and some people in the media, began to have little rallies in Sacramento and so forth. Well, then all of a sudden it turns out it's not safe. See, it's not wonderful. It almost, or it may have, polluted the beautiful waters around Lake Tahoe, the groundwater, may even have gotten into Lake Tahoe. Then all of a sudden they said, whoops, well, I guess we'll just take it out. We made a mistake. So then they take it out. No apology. See, they just take it out, see. So why is it that when people have something against the truth, and when they believe a lie or cling to a lie, they cling to it so stubbornly? Well, see, that's the problem with the human beings. So you have this, you have something against the truth, and you have this pride that you inherit. So if somebody criticizes you, or, you know, even if it's constructive criticism, you kind of don't like it. You don't like to be criticized. You don't like to be corrected. But if somebody says that you're wonderful and everything, then, well, you kind of like that, even if you know it's a lie. See how that works? So basically what we're looking at, ladies and gentlemen, is we're looking at a race that is in rebellion against the Creator, against God. Now, a long time ago in the Garden of Eden, Adam was very close to God. And he could have lived forever, see? But he listened to his wife. And what she said is what the serpent told her to say. And the serpent said, hey, you can be like a god, you know, with knowledge. You can be like a god. So Adam turned his back upon God. He doubted what God had said. God warned him, if you eat of the tree of knowledge, you will die. Adam doubted it. He wanted to be a big man, do it on his own. So he took of the tree of knowledge, and then sure enough, he began to die. And the whole human race, ever since, we've come into existence inheriting this life that leads to death. So what is our problem then, we as humans? Our problem is separation from our Creator. And why are we separated from the Creator? Well, we're kind of born, we're born close to God when we're little children, and yet there is a kind of an inherited separation. See, and but then as we get older, then we start to take on pride, and we start to become reactive to the world, see, and then pretty soon we begin to feel like we lost something in the world, which the reason we lost it is because we reacted to the world. See, if you had never reacted, if you'd never become upset, if you'd never become resentful, see, if you had always just stayed close to your intuition and one moment at a time, one day at a time, had grown as you were meant to, the way the good Lord intended, why, then you would have become an Einstein. You would have become a Churchill, a George Washington, a Madame Curie, a Susan B. Anthony, an Ansel Adams, a Beethoven, a Mozart. See? An Einstein. But no, you became resentful. You resented your mom, you resented your dad, you resented other kids. You were jealous of kids that, you know, had more than you did or were prettier than you or whatever. See, you resented your brother for being mean to you. You resented the kids at the ground for pushing you down. See? And you determined that you were, and so you began to feel like you lost something in the world. But the only thing you lost the connection to your inner ground by reacting to inside. So then you felt loveless, see? And you felt inferior, so you went out into the world looking for love instead of looking within to your Creator, instead of coming back to your Creator. No, you went out in the world looking for love. And what happened? Well, you got used. See? You found out there was no love out there. They took advantage and used you. Then you resented them even more. That made you feel even more empty and inferior. So then you tried to compensate with big muscles, with education, with knowledge, with money, with titles, with degrees. You became very compensated. See? And you became like the Wizard of Oz, you know, or like Luke Skywalker's father, you know, this little, frail little person inside this big, you know, mask and armor and everything. But underneath you were just this insecure, unloved person. So now you've got to come back to your Creator. You've got to refine your inner bond with the Creator by way of intuition, by way of repentance, and start all over again, and this time, get it right.
Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, you would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's ROLANDTRUJILLO, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Now, you see the nature of this program? Ah, yes. Yes. So now you see why people don't like it. They turn away. Or they listen shallowly and say, oh, Roland is so interesting. Why, he's so interesting. But then when I'm gone, everybody will pretend that they never heard me. See, because they're not interested. People are not interested. Well, some people are. Some people have a love of truth. And they are interested. And they are searching. There are those few. And then there are some people that hit rock bottom. See, you do everything the world tells you to do. You get your degrees and your MBAs and MSs and your PhDs, and you get your big title and your big salary, and you work out and you eat your health food, and you have your relationships, and you do everything that they say to do. See? And then all of a sudden you wake up one day and you see that it's not the answer. And so you keep doing what they say to do. You keep doing what the world says to do. See? And eventually you wake up one day and you find yourself at rock bottom. And then you might be interested enough in real answers that you'll listen to somebody like me. But as long as things are going kind of well and life's kind of okay, then you're not going to be interested in what I have to say. That's the way humans are. Now, remember what I was saying about human beings? Well, here's the thing, see. So now do you see that your problem, when I say you, I'm talking to people, you know, I don't know any people listening in personally. I'm just talking in generalities, to, you know, people in general. When I say you, it's people in general. See? The problem is that you or we are separated from our Creator. We're separated through reacting to the world, resenting the world and getting excited, and then being drawn out into the world and away from our center, see, and then becoming resentful, hateful. We're separated from our inner ground, and by doubting it and ignoring it. See, you've always kind of known in your heart what's right. Even when you were a little kid, you knew what was right. You knew what was right, especially when you were a little kid. You saw somebody that was cheating or somebody that was being dishonest or lying or doing something mean. You knew, you saw it. See, maybe when you were a little kid, you said, you liar, you cheat. Yeah, well, maybe they slapped you around, or see. And if you dared say that to your big sister or to your mom, if she was lying, then why, you had hell to pay. See? So you learned to just keep your mouth shut, but you became resentful. See? The point is, you knew what was right when you were a little child. But as time went by, you saw people lying and cheating and stealing and cutting corners and getting away with stuff. So you began to say, well, why not? I'll just do it the same thing, see? I'll just do the same thing, we said. You see people, they get married, then they're unfaithful. Well, Time Magazine had the cover story, Unfaithful of Years. Everybody's lying and cheating, and everybody's breaking their promises, and people, you know, we're becoming more and more sleazy. So you see that all around you, and you think, well, they seem to be getting away with it, so I'll be that way too. But the trouble is, you turn your back on what you know in your heart. See? So, never mind what's happening in the world and with the economy and all over the place. The important thing is for you to refine a rapport with your Creator within. Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland Trujillo. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's put it to you this way. Have you ever wondered, when you look around at the world, what do you see? You see wars. You see suffering. You see cruelty. You see violence. You see unfairness and you see injustice. In between countries, between people, even in the family, you see the awful things, the horrors mounting up. See, and you see people with emotional problems and health problems and finance problems, relationship problems. You see people with just problems and issues. See. So it's like a wall-to-wall battlefield with everybody's in bad shape. See? So what does that, why? Well, those are symptoms. See, those are not the causes. We tend to say, well, the cause is corporations are greedy. The government is bad. The government is greedy. It's government policy. It's the party that was in power. Always trying to find something to blame. See? But could it be that all the awful, awful things that we see out there on a global scale, could it be that those are symptoms of a cause? See? And could it also be, ladies and gentlemen, could it also be that they are, in a sense, a distraction? I'm not saying that they aren't important, that they... We try to deal with bad things. But can you see how they are a distraction? And here's the analogy that I was giving in an article that I was reading, writing. See, if you have a flashlight, let's say you have a flashlight and it starts flickering. So if the flashlight is flickering, are you going to look to the government or look to City Hall or blame somebody else, blame your neighbor, blame your parents or blame corporations or somebody? Or are you going to check the connection between the bulb and the battery? You're going to see if it's, everything's put properly and the bulb is in there properly, so there's a good connection. See? If you go out to your car and the ignition won't even turn over, what's the first thing you do? Do you go to City Hall or go to blame Washington or blame some political party or someone? Or do you lift up the hood and see if the battery cables are onto the battery properly? You see what I mean? So you see, each and every one of us, see, we are connected, disconnected. We don't have a rapport through doubt, through faithlessness, through ambition, through resentment, see, through being emotionalized. We become separated from a rapport with our own ground of being. See, you could flow from within. The good that comes from your Creator by way of His inner light, by which you can see and know things, by which you could blossom and be creative and be happy and have insight. And all the wonderful blessings and good things that come from the Creator, they would come from within through a rapport. Through being connected, somehow connected to your intuition, to your conscience, to the inner light from God. See, it's always there. Remember I said when you were a little child you knew things, but you've doubted it, you've ignored it. and you listen more to what other people say than your own intuition. So what you must do is refine that connection with your Creator within and establish a rapport with Him by way of your intuition. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not being overly dramatic when I say I can help you to do that. Please, I'm extending my hand in friendship. My name is Roland Trujillo. Hello. Many people listen to my radio program and derive benefit from hearing my message of truth. Others give the meditation a try. Many others visit the website and get benefit from our articles and archived programs. But life can be confusing, and some people get stuck or have questions they are still searching for the answer to. Hearing me and liking where I'm coming from, they could benefit from a little counseling. If so, Coach Roland is in his office and ready to help. Our life coaching is non-denominational and confidential. To learn more about our confidential counseling, email us at roland@commonsensecounseling.org and we'll get in touch. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, go to commonsensecounseling.org, commonsensecounseling.org. If you can't remember that, then just go to coachroland.com. That's easy to remember, coachroland.com. See? And, you know, become acquainted with some of my articles and listen to the meditation that we have there for free. Listen to some of my former programs and look at some of my blogs and kind of become acquainted. And perhaps it'll help you to reestablish, again, a rapport with your own inner ground of good. Until next time, Lord willing and the creek don't rise, we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.